Food news, Connecticut restaurants, it's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, Tuesdays we talk about food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can follow her at CT Food Girly. And this week, leading up to St. Patrick's Day on Friday, we're going to talk about some of the best places you can celebrate here in Connecticut. Right, Alex?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot. I'm going to start us off at Duffy's Tavern in West Haven. They're doing St. Patrick's Week. Starting on Thursday, going all the way to Sunday, they're serving up a limited traditional Irish menu with comfort favorites like corned beef and cabbage, shepherd's pie, bangers and mash, and pot roast, too. They're also doing Irish grog and whiskey, and they have Irish dancers coming, so definitely stop at Duffy's Tavern in West Haven. There's also the Trinity Bar in New Haven. They're hosting live music, serving up breakfast at 9 a.m. I went here last year for St. Patrick's Day, and after the parade, I had a blast. Big crowds, a lot of fun. There's also the Playwright in Hamden. This is an Irish pub restaurant that's been going since 1999. I didn't find any specific St. Patrick's Day information, but it's a great pub all year round. Shouldn't be any different for the holiday. There's also Tommy Sullivan's in Brantford. They're having bagpipes and drums, which is awesome, and that's for Friday night. They're also doing corned beef dinners. And on Sunday, they did glass engravings, which is such a cool concept.
Oh, yeah, that's neat.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
There's also Pops Company in Derby. They're hosting live music with different bands throughout the night, starting at 2 p.m. UConn basketball is playing at 4:30, so you can go to the Hops for some of their food specials. They're doing Jello shots and really enjoy the night there.
Nice. Now, one that I've gone to a lot in the past, mostly because I used to live in South Norwalk, is O'Neill's, where they do a big Irish breakfast with Guinness at 8 a.m., and they have bagpipes all day. It's crazy. The Irish dancers, always a good time there.
Definitely. I love when you could spend all day at the bar and just hang out and celebrate and see everyone that comes in and out of it. There's also Sicily in Middletown. They have traditional Irish dance music and song from 1 to 3, along with Irish eats like that corned beef and cabbage. They're also doing green beer, which I always think is cool. Especially cocktails for St. Patrick's Day. And then another brunch is at the Shipwright's Daughter in Mystic. They're hosting a 3-course Irish brunch during the Mystic Parade on Sunday. $65 a person. You can make reservations right on Open Table. The menu looks delicious. I took a peek at it. And what better way to watch the Mystic Parade than brunching inside Shipwright's Daughter?
Yeah, that's fun. That's super great.
A lot of different St. Patrick's Day options here in Connecticut.
Yeah, there's a lot to choose from for St. Patrick's Day, and I like how it's the whole week. So we were in the parades last weekend with Milford and New Haven, and we're going to be in Bridgeport this Friday too with Star, and there's so much to do in Connecticut around St. Pat's. I love it.
Really nice.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Alex. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday, and have a great St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Thank you. Everybody have a great St. Patrick's Day weekend.